but gonna talk your favorite show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open up with a song from good old Adventures of Babysitting, Babysitting called And Then He Kissed Me. But unfortunately, as our intro implies, man, I hope this show ain't shitty.
Oh, but it is. But he has it queued up now. I guess you could play it now, Anthony.
Anthony, our engineer, go ahead.
Hey,
our hearts and prayers go out to the poor Native American of tonight's episode of
Indigenous Person.
Insidious.
Indignant.
I believe the word you're looking for is incredulous.
Incongruent.
Incredible.
Yes, incongruent. Oh God,
he's here.
Any
incestuous.
All right, but
Ancestry.com.
That's a different show.
Without further ado, we are your South Park panel. Thank you guys for joining us. As always, allow me to introduce Christian Blatt, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody. You can find me at ChristianDMZ.
We have the lovely Stephanie.
What up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra, and you can follow me at Steph Sabra.
And Maria's looking at the wide shot.
What should we look at?
Two shot.
What up, two shot?
I can't imagine that the camera...
I followed his lead.
I didn't think that the camera wouldn't want to show off the gun show at any point during this episode.
Sorry, guys.
And making his return to the podcast, Stephen Lemieux, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Swalladay special. You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux.
All right.
You didn't miss me. Where are you at, Phil, on the twits?
I'm Phil Svitek.
Actually, he doesn't use social media. You have to put it on a VHS to send him pictures.
Absolutely. Let's start with overall reactions to this episode. Let's just, on a scale of A to F, where do you rank it? We'll start with you again, Christian.
I'm going to go B minus. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Some great laughs, but... you know what? I'm going to go right up to B plus because I just realized something. Heidi wasn't in it. So it was probably my favorite episode of the season.
God, she's so funny, though.
Yeah, I know. And smart, right?
And very smart.
Yeah. So I thought it was good, but I don't know. I guess the first two were just a little bit more of a home run for me.
Okay. Steph?
I was going to say B plus, but now that you threw the Heidi comment in, I think it was an A. Well, no, I'm going to keep it at B plus. I don't think it was an A. It wasn't as funny as last two episodes, but there was still some good laughs, so B plus.
I'm gonna go with C. I don't think any of the episodes this season have so far been a home run. I think like last episode was really good. The first one was kind of all right. This one I'd give it a higher rating, but they didn't like dig into enough like the idiots who were so gung-ho about this whole changing of the names thing and the statues thing. Like, they combined the huge pop culture topics of people tearing down statues and changing the name of Columbus Day and the sole craziness and idiocy behind all this huge movement, and they just put an episode that didn't really focus on that much. You know, like, I feel like Trey and Matt could have ripped their argument apart a lot more.
I would give this a B-. I do like the fact that it was a standalone episode. I applaud them for that effort, and it did stand alone on its own. But along with Steven's point, I feel like there's, you know, Randy being Randy for the sake of being Randy isn't as funny. Like, we've seen him do absolutely obnoxious things, whether it's him with Easter or, like, you know... The Virgin Mary and getting her period and so forth, like or like alcoholism being a disease. We've seen him go down these crazy paths, but this one just didn't quite hit to that level.
Like, in my mind, they could have made this story a lot better if they had kind of paired it with kind of the BLM and like the Sean White or Sean King, the whole thing. Because like, you have Ancestry, you show all these white people like getting their victim cards through like 3%, 4% black or whatever, and I was excited for that because I thought that when Randy went up to the statue, he'd just be him and just a bunch of white people who are upset about Columbus Day, and they're all talking about their Native American ancestry because they all went to this website and they figured out they're Native American and they hate Columbus now. And it was actually like a movement, and then the whole Randy thing is the fact that they find out that he's not actually Native American or whatever, and they see these Columbus photos and then they're tearing down the leader of the movement through that. Like, I felt like there could have been a much wider net that connected different storylines together. And this kind of was just so focused on Randy, and then Randy trying to like backtrack so much because of his love of Columbus. It didn't really connect with current events, and it didn't really put like faces in your mind to who they were making fun of. So it kind of fell flat for me. Like, who was Randy in the real world? Who was Galtman in the real world? Where if they had kind of compared it with like movements, like with the Black Lives Matter movement or something like that, and like made Randy somebody from that, or made, I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting point, because what they did, as you're alluding to, is they took something that is currently in the headlines, you know, the bringing down the statues, Black Lives Matter, and they focused it on an issue that, I don't know, was 15, 20 years old, the Columbus Day being replaced by Indigenous People's Day.
I agree with that.
So it's not a very current thing. And I think the only
20 years.
The idea that Columbus Day gets replaced by Indigenous People's Day. That's,
no, that happened in California a month ago.
Well, it's happened in other states before
idea.
That, for
Has
sure.
It?
Yeah,
okay.
And it's also been pitched like it should be replaced. Yeah, I didn't realize it just happened in California, but in other states. And then there's plenty of states where you don't get it off. It's not even a holiday.
Yeah.
So it's not really a current issue. I actually didn't realize that. So it's a semi-current issue, but I think it diluted it to focus it on that. And the only reason it's focused on Columbus Day is because their season started this time of year. You know, I think that if they didn't feel like, oh my God, we have to tie it to Columbus Day, it would have been a stronger episode.
Yeah, I think the Columbus Day aspect kind of dumbed it down. I agree with you about some of the things you said, but what I do disagree about is that I think it was kind of clear, the message with Randy, that it was this idea of white oppression and white people being, you know, like the whole White Lives Matter movement, where, or on the flip side of that, the white liberals, that if you do look at the statues being torn down, it is primarily white people surrounding it. So it's like, it's, I think, a play on the white people that are kind of like, but digging for something.
But that's where it's kind of, that's where it was kind of lost on me.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, we have this website that can make you get your DNA checked and you can create this victimness in yourself, but only Randy is the one who's using it in the episode. That's the issue I had, is that there wasn't a whole group of people trying to take the victim card, because you can look at the whole White Lives Matter movement, and you can look at the idiocy
they
of like,
they prefer All Lives Matter.
Okay, All Lives Matter.
Thank you.
No, there is a White Lives Matter.
Oh, I didn't realize
as
that.
As big of a joke as that sounds.
You look at the Confederate statues being torn down, and I'm assuming this is what they're playing it on.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're playing it on the Confederate statues being torn down in the States, and there wasn't really a clear message connecting that to like white people getting all upset about them tearing down these Confederate statues, which is dumb. It's like, just come on. Like, it's just a statue. It was put there for propaganda. Like, whatever. But, like, there wasn't any outcry against Columbus Day being canceled except for the kids. So, I mean, I guess we can compare the kids to be the All Lives Matter movement. Like, how does that play out? I haven't thought about that yet. Because the kids, I guess that makes sense. Because if you look at it from the perspective of the kids, they just wanted their holiday. They don't really care about the meaning behind Columbus. They just don't, but it wasn't really statue related.
But that's kind of similar to the statues. Like what you just said, it's just a statue, get over it. It's the same thing. Like, it's just a holiday, get over it.
Yeah. So I guess in this situation, the All Lives Matter movement are the kids in school? Because they don't really have an argument. Their argument's just dumb that they want to keep. I don't know.
Yeah.
The one point you made that I think is very interesting is the idea that, Randy was the only one doing it. It would have been very easy for that little party at Randy's house. Well, everybody could have been getting their DNA, and I think they could have had a lot more fun with it if it wasn't just Randy. And I think, you know, look, the most Randy being Randy moment is him climbing up on the Columbus statue while everyone's just staring at him and he's trying to knock it down by himself. He's like, come on, we got this. And, like, no one is with him. That's Randy Marsh. Like, if you just need to, you know, get that down to, like, 3 seconds. That's to him. To me, that's Randy Marsh.
Well, he shot on the other statue.
He did. And he had his I
shit New York t-shirt.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Can
and
we
I'm going
get those?
I'm going to New York in a few weeks, and I'm going to come back with those for everybody.
You should.
So don't worry.
That was an amazing top.
Here's the thing. I didn't realize how many Columbus statues there were. I didn't realize New York actually had a Columbus statue.
In Columbus Circle,
yeah.
That
makes sense.
And New York, by the way, I know because I'm from there, has a Columbus Day parade every year. And it is still a holiday. And you get it off from school. You get it off from work. The TV shows don't film on it. It's a union holiday. And it, any movements to get rid of it are like, well, that's anti-Italian. And so they just stick with it. So I don't know that Indigenous People's Day is coming to New York anytime soon.
Well, here's the, I think overall, though, they could have definitely gone the route of, you know, from the kids' perspective, what other holidays could be canceled? Because when you look at it from that perspective, we don't really teach kids, and I don't, for the most part, I don't think adults really understand the true meaning of various holidays, like whether it's Thanksgiving or so forth. You know, they've done this with Easter, as I made mention. Like, we kind of know what Easter and Thanksgiving are supposed to be about on a very cursory level, mm-hmm. but like the true meaning behind all those things.
So is that
I'd be hard pressed to answer that.
Is that what Goldman was supposed to kind of represent, like the older generation?
Probably.
Who they don't really care. They just look at what they've been told. And they don't really look at the evidence behind anything, and they just go with that. And yeah. Now the kids are like saying, hey, look, this is, he's a fake, he's a phony, whatever. Oh, no, I don't look at Instagram. That's fake news, news.
Which I thought was very funny, and as you referenced the whole VHS thing. Oh, VHS is fine. But, I mean, to bring it to the real world, I mean, these things actually happen. A friend of mine who has kids in school in Brentwood here in Los Angeles, they stopped saying that it was St. Patrick's Day, and they started calling it Potato Day. And that sounds like I'm making a joke, but I'm really not. And
that sounds more racist.
That's exactly his point. And it's just like,
you dumb Irish fucks.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's like, yeah, just throw a bunch of potatoes at you. And it's just like, you know, I guess that comes from a well-intended place, but it's just like, no, just look at yourself.
So did the Pepsi commercial with Kylie Jenner, who's Kendall. Apparently now pregnant. Is it? I don't freaking know.
Yeah, Kylie's pregnant. Hey, wait, is it Kylie?
It was Kylie's pregnant. Kendall's commercial.
Kendall's Pepsi, commercial. Yeah. There you go. Just
God,
Christian,
why can we make fun of
can
that?
Can I just ask you now for Potato Day? Can you be my spud bud?
Yes, you can, because I don't have one yet.
Okay.
Yeah, last year I did have somebody.
Spud buddies forever, man. Yeah.
I wish I had
that
a good.
Is so deep.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, regardless, I think we all know our Halloween costumes at this point. Columbus.
Columbus.
Yeah, we're all going Columbus.
Before we move any further, though, I do want to tell you guys that support for this podcast and the show comes from the astonishing new television saga, Marvel's Inhumans. And Christian knows he's a Marvel fan.
And I've seen this already because they showed it on IMAX screens and I enjoyed it very much.
Well, let me tell you, while you were in a dark room, let me tell you about the dark side of the moon. There exists a civilization unlike anything else you've ever seen before. Talk about indigenous people. People with extraordinary powers and abilities that make them more human. They are inhuman.
Inhuman.
Meet Black Bolt, the king. The sound of his voice can destroy a city, maybe even Columbus, Ohio. Medusa, the queen, whose hair is a living weapon. And Lockjaw, the giant bulldog, who teleports the royals from planet to planet. But now treachery in the form of Black Bolt's evil brother Maximus threatens the royal family and their kingdom. The royals are forced to escape to their true home, Earth, where the real fight for the future will begin. Join in this epic family drama as two brothers battle to claim one throne in an action-packed eight-episode event, Marvel's Inhumans. The complete series begins with a special two-hour premiere Friday, September 29th, that's this Friday, at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central on ABC.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, if only there were somewhere to find out more about the Inhumans here at AfterBuzz. I don't know, maybe Monday nights on Marvel TV Weekly. Just a guess. You know, I'm not trying to plug anything.
You're being a little bit indigenous right now, Christian.
Yeah, that was a very indigenous opportunity. My apologies.
Tone it down.
You're right.
I don't even know where to take it from there because it's just, like, part of the problem, you guys tell me, is that it didn't really have a full statement apart from, I guess, just everyone say what they want to each other, and that'll make everyone feel good.
Well, no, I think the statement at the end was basically, and you and I talked about this a little bit after the episode, was Randy's whole speech at the end was talking about, okay, well, let's just change it to a holiday where we just bicker amongst ourselves and just complain and tell each other what we feel about each other, blah, 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 blah. It'll be called Indigenous People's Day. And, you know, this was in the news recently because California, the governor of California, I think, was like, hey, we're going to get rid of Columbus Day. It's now Indigenous People's Day in California. There's no more Columbus Day.
But thank God we have Cesar Chavez Day.
Thank God we have that. So Randy's talking about this as if it's like we're going to just insult each other. But literally, like, that's what the... When we get there, I guarantee you Twitter's just going to be half people being like, why the hell are we changing the name of this holiday? Because they don't care. It's like they didn't really research. They don't really see what Columbus did. Like, at the same time, it's like, at this point, like, all right, like, whatever. Like, change it. Who gives a shit? I'm going to continue my life. And then the other people are going to be like, you have to care. You yeah. need to care. Did you know what he did? Did you see what he did? And it's like, okay, great. History is history, though. Like, do you want to just forget everything in history? So you're going to have these two people, they're two groups of people just bickering amongst themselves, and that's how we'll celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day.
But isn't that how we celebrate every day in America, at least since last November? You know, every day is
what happened last November?
Election.
Oh, Doomsday. Thank you, Steph.
That we're still living every day.
Stephen was working that night. He was busy.
I was.
He didn't realize anything happy. Had happened. Yeah.
I was witnessing fireworks
in the back.
I was witnessing the Ralph Wiggum heart explosion that was Drexel Hurd and Chelsea Galicia.
I think as much as people are saying like South Park should be standalone, here's the thing, like it's kind of odd to look at it in the sense that it's culminated into, you can make these references to past episodes because one builds on itself, like these ideologies, right? So in particular to me, remember that Butters bullying episode where his grandma was bullying Butters?
Yes.
And it was the so-called people against bullying that were bullying everyone else?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds, in essence, these people that are talking about, like when you say like people should care about Columbus Day, they're essentially bullies.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they are. It's like, you should care.
Yeah.
you're bullying me into something that, like, I have a choice. I could care or not care. And unfortunately, I don't.
Yeah. And for, you know, elementary school kids, it's like, it's a day off, or in some states it's not, but it's a day off. You call it whatever you want. Like, I don't care. Like,
just give me a holiday.
I don't really care what the day is. But then that's the whole point of, like, no, you have to care. Dude, I'm 10. Like, why the fuck should I care about
Christian?
This?
In 1492, Columbus came with a dream to give kindergartners a day off so they could have some me time. That was very poetic, by the way. Like, every line
1492
stanzas.
Was so good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I mean, you know, we all know that that Cartman's got mad mind
yeah,
skills.
He does.
That's nothing new.
The one thing I did really like was the reprieve at the end where they tell Randy that he's 2.3% Neanderthal.
That was a funny bit. Yeah.
And he just goes off because... You know, you look at all the things Columbus did, but it's been done so many times throughout history.
Yeah.
And it just always gets forgotten after 300 years. Like, nobody remembers things 400 years after they happen. Like, let's be honest. So
that's probably why we're like,
is that
still
the rule
an uncivilized
yeah, 300 years is
world.
Good. Is about
300
years,
yeah. I mean...
300 years.
I mean, look at Genghis Khan. You have a 350-foot-tall statue of the guy. He killed, like, millions of people in his lifetime. But he's seen as one of the greatest leaders of their time over there. So, like, you know, it's all history's written by the winner. And it's just kind of funny how Randy finds out his Neanderthal and just starts playing the same cards against everybody else.
And it gives him an excuse to punch Goldman right in the face.
With the I love Kenny and the pigeon mask, the purge masks.
The masks were cool, and I really liked the distorted voice.
All you need is a tissue.
Yeah, I liked that bathroom scene because it was the first time the four guys have been together, right?
With Kenny, yeah.
Yeah,
a long
with
time.
Everyone. But I agree with you about the last scene you just said, by the way.
I detract from it, sorry.
I thought it was very telling how like Stan was the one that ultimately made like the deep threat. You know, I mean, that's how
oh, yeah, it's I love that. He really manned up just then at the end. He handled it.
I love Kyle. My mom does stuff like this all the time,
yeah.
But she doesn't get rid of holidays.
Yeah.
Your mom literally almost raised Saddam out of the grave and, like, destroyed the world, but she doesn't get rid of holidays.
There's a lot of things. And if we're referring back to, you know, old episodes, I was just excited to see Shelley, you know, because she doesn't really turn up very much.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was barely in this, let's be honest. But I like when
I
we see
her
some
to
of
get
the
a DNA test.
Because you think she's not part of that family?
No, because I wanted more people to get DNA tests, like we were talking about. It wasn't. He was.
That sounds like something Heidi would say. I'm just gonna say it now.
Heidi would have wanted
so funny.
Everyone
so
deserved
good.
A DNA test.
I really wanted the anal swab. Like I really wanted Randy to like
give me 3 minutes.
He's like, give me 3 minutes.
That was a really well-timed comedic moment, though, when they're like, we need to do another DNA test. And right after he had kicked him out saying, I don't love you, get out of here. And he runs after him and kisses him again. That was...
Oh, yeah.
The romancing the sad Native American was a great runner throughout the episode. It was probably the thing that, after the second time, made me laugh the most, especially when they were going to do the anal swab. And I don't know, I just thought it was so funny because he's like, I brought my parents to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I enjoyed that the most. But it's like, that's the thing with the episode. It's a lot of, like, little things that you're like, yeah, this was fun, mm-hmm. I like that, that was a good joke. But didn't as a really whole, connect. It never really meshed.
In terms of timeline, did the Native American come back, was the second DNA test after Randy had, like, pushed him off on his lawn?
Yeah.
So is that kind of, is it supposed to, like, timeline-wise be like, Randy says, hey, here's this money, and let's just consider Randy Columbus, and let's consider him representing all the Native Americans. Hey, here's this money. Do this for me. And then them being, like, coming back to us or whatever, being friendly, and us just saying, get the fuck off our land now. And then us needing them again now that we're, like, supposed to be PC, so they're, like, we're trying to be nice to them again, bring them back or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm connecting threads that aren't there.
No, I thought that, or the kind of the joke that is a lot of these ancestry tests, because they get you into thinking, oh, I want to find out if I'm, you know, basically not white and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, it doesn't. He's still such a jerk to the Native American guy as soon as the cameras are off. And then when they're on, he's like, what did he say? Don't post that.
Yeah, don't post that. So funny. Yeah. We're going to change British Columbia to just British.
Here's what, you know, when it comes to the ancestries.com, and maybe there's other websites, but that one, obviously the most well-known, you know, I think part of it is what we're talking about, but also this idea that it's going to tell you who you are when it's not.
It's like astrology.
Okay, so you're part Native American, you're part this, like, ultimately... If that's what you needed in your life to identify with, first and foremost, like, you didn't really know yourself to begin with.
Yeah, and, I wish we had the time. We all should have gotten DNA tests, and we could have read them on the show. But, you know, maybe next week, just an idea, put it out there. But I think it is...
It's never too late for an anal swab.
Never.
Well,
it's 10:43 tonight, Christian.
So give me 3 minutes, and we'll see what we can find out. But to the serious point you made, I think it is crazy because, you know, look, there are plenty of people who really don't know that much about their backgrounds, and it is probably interesting. But I think it definitely turned into this thing. It transitioned into, hey, maybe I can try and get some of that Native American casino money if I can only be like 10%.
Yeah, it's me talking right now. But I feel like that's all it is because, like you were saying, it's... If that's what it took this long, it's really about what you're practicing culturally. I feel like what you know doesn't change what you've been doing your entire life and who you are.
You know, I've always felt guilty listening to Kendrick Lamar. I wanted to be humble, but I just couldn't. But thanks to Ancestry.com, I learned that I'm 2.3% black, and now I'm not no bitch who sits down. I can be humble and stand up.
I can't remember surf sandwiches and crime allowances. Oh, man. I mean, here's the thing. Like, on a base level, yeah, like, if you want to figure out, like, you know, what sort of disease... Like, because there isn't a benefit to it. If you know your ancestry, you can avoid certain diseases and things like that. Like, if that's what you're using it for, great. If you're just trying to, again, find meaning in your own life, you know what? Call me. I'll give it to you.
Well, it's just funny because everyone, like, I think the coolest part about DNA testing is to figure out who you were related to back in the past.
Yeah.
So, like, when you look back at, like, my family, on my grandmother's side, I'm related to all these, like, random princes and kings and shit from Europe because it was all so incestuous. Like, if you're related to one of them, you're related to all of them, basically. And then on my granddad's side, it's just like, or on my father's side, he was adopted, so it kind of just cuts off, and you don't even know, like, where anything is. So it's really interesting to kind of see.
All I got out of that was Steven telling us he's a king.
Yeah, I think that's basically his way to say, why aren't you guys bowing to me more often?
Yeah, but I'm also, like, maybe 1% Neanderthals, so I'm also oppressed.
You're also a victim.
I'm the oppressed king.
Mm-hmm.
The most surprising thing you said. Oh my god,
that sounds like the worst book ever.
the oppressed king. I think I had to read that in 11th grade. The idea that you would be only 1% Neanderthal is the thing that surprises me, Stephen.
I'm glad
she laughed at that.
My eyebrows really give it away. I'm not Neanderthal, but I fall a little Neander short.
Any other stray observations before we start to wrap this up?
I just loved how Randy had so much Columbus shit. The plates and mugs and the shot glasses.
Yeah.
The hat hanging. The wedding photo.
Yeah.
You look a little angry, Sharon. Well, yeah, I was a little angry.
That was hilarious.
Because you were dressed as goddamn Columbus on our wedding day.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, I could see any other holiday, like whether it be Easter, Thanksgiving, even Halloween, Christmas, obviously people get into, but like I've never heard of anyone getting into Columbus
Day.
Never.
And you know what I did actually like in this episode is the fact that they post the pictures and stuff like that, right? Randy beating up a Native American guy, getting him off his land and everything, the video and everything. And it is kind of funny that it's a play on the fact that so many people, part of these groups like Antifa and part of like the All Lives Matter movement, even the BLM movement, like all these movements, right? All these members are just so fucking hypocritical. And there's like evidence all over the place of them being hypocritical, like rich people talking about how they're poor all their life and like all this kind of shit. And nobody cares that there's evidence. It's just like Randy's case. He's like sitting there freaking out, like it's all gonna come crumbling down. It's all gonna come, but nobody cares. Like,
but that's on all sides.
Yeah, no, it's on all sides completely. Everyone's a freaking hypocrite.
I've just realized how much I hate how hypocritical everything is, but I didn't want to say that because I'm like, I'm probably a hypocrite.
We're all hypocrites. As long as you accept that, like, you don't have to get indigenous about it. The fact is, I love that, like, there's all this evidence, and it's just so scathing and just all out there of Randy being, like, the biggest Columbus supporter, but he's going on the news, like, talking about how Columbus Day is the worst. He's getting the day repealed from Colorado. He got the holiday canceled, like, all of this stuff, and there's so much evidence, but Goldman just doesn't want to look at it.
Yeah.
So it's kind
of,
like,
fake news.
Yeah.
That's one of the points of the episode. So it's a side point, which is, you know, like, yeah, don't show me the evidence. It's fake news. I don't want to see it with my eyes. And it's more of a gag that it was VHS, but that's sort of people be like, I don't believe what I see online. It's all fake news. But if you want to put me in front of, you know, my own personal trusted viewpoint, say Fox News or MSNBC, whichever side you're on, it's like, yeah, I want to like just live in my own echo chamber. And that's the real news. So that is Galtman not looking at social media.
So the things that have connected have raised this episode to a B.
Look at that. And Heidi's still not in it even this long after watching it. So now I've raised it to a B+.
Well, it is interesting, like when you guys talk about fake news, like in terms of evidence, what everyone's just trying to figure out ways to support the fact that it is fake news, which itself could be fake news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, half the times Trump has said that, it is, in fact, real news. Like, people are literally quoting
him. So you saying that right now is fake news. So
I can't trust your opinion.
I actually check it, and then I recheck his quotes. I'm like, no.
I heard the word liberal out of your mouth earlier.
Oh,
I can't trust
goodness.
Anything you say.
No, I don't label myself. I just learn the facts. Spread my knowledge.
Well, there's,
and if you want to call it liberal,
there's your
call
problem
it
right
liberal.
There. As soon as you start learning the facts, you know you're going to lose all credibility.
Yeah.
So can we just cut Huffington Post's mic here, real quick?
All right, Steve Breitbart.
All right.
Yeah, Breitbart.
On that note,
ouch.
Next week, we're in debate whether or not there's a new episode.
There was a commercial during the episode that said there would be a new episode next week, but you read something, which might be fake news, by the way.
Yeah, don't read things.
Your commercial might be fake news.
That's also true.
But the fact that I can now listen to Humble was not fake news.
Either way, the true news is we will be doing an episode next week on what the hell we're going to do an episode. Remains to be seen if we're going to be doing it about an episode or if we're going to just pick our – we're going to debate our favorite holiday episode of South Park.
Pick our favorite Randy.
Oh.
Is it like – is it cancer testicles Randy? Is it Lord Randy? Is
Lord
it
Randy's
drunk at the baseball
there.
Game Randy?
Big shit Randy.
There you go.
That's my favorite.
Wheel of Fortune Randy?
Is it Steamy Ray Nicks Randy?
Ghost jizz.
Can people hear Anthony? Or
I think they can.
Okay.
Is it? Is that? Is Ghost just the one where the internet's
Brazilian,
out?
Brazilian Grapes of Wrath. Yeah, when
the internet's out and he's addicted to porn, and they walk in the tent and it's all white everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It took me a minute to like, what is that? Oh, right. Okay.
So
we'll be back is the point. That's the real news.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Fake news.
And that's what we learned here tonight. Right.
That's all we learned here tonight.
All fake news.
And then I need to have
all right. For
sleeves.
More fake news, where can people follow Christian?
Well, I cover the fakest news of all, the Trump Report, Tuesday nights right here at AfterBuzz, and you can follow me at ChristianDMZ.
And I'm Steph Sabra, and you can follow me at Steph Sabra, nice and simple.
I'm Stephen Lemieux, you can follow me at Stephen Lemieux.
Or unfollow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Depending on what you prefer. Go to philsweettech.com. It has all my social media and stuff like that. Thank you guys for joining us. Please let us know your comments.
Please do.
Comment on the video.
We appreciate the fuck yous. We appreciate more of any constructive criticism, despite whether you love us or hate
us. Fuck you because. Just give us the reason
why. Yeah, tell us why you hate us. Even if it has to do with my skin color and the fact that I'm only 2% something.
I thought it was 1%.
I'm several percent of many things.
I see.
100% douche.
No one's going to argue there. All right. We'll see you next time.
Everyone's just...
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.